All right, so when it comes to overcoming objections, there are a few big sales killers, and we're going to go through those now so that you don't make these mistakes along the way, okay? So number one is not establishing rapport. Rapport is critical for sales because people, when they feel heard and understood, they buy, okay? So when people feel heard and understood, they will buy. So you build rapport by letting the other person talk and digging deeper and deeper with quality questions to understand them and their solutions. Number two, not following a structure. If you're not trying to actively understand their problems, they will smell your intentions a mile away, and they'll know that you just want the sale and you don't want to help them. It's like a used car salesman. Number three, not listening intently. Once you uncover a problem that's affecting them in any way, shape, or form, you need to ask questions and stay quiet and listen in order to respond the correct way. If you don't do this, they will own you with objections later on, which you won't be able to then overcome. So, number four, talking about your offer too early. You must not focus on talking about your offer, its price, and whatnot right off the bat, okay? First, you must help others realize how their current actions are affecting their lives, business, and outcome. When they understand their current actions are hurting them, they will be open to change. Number five, not maintaining authority. You're talking with them to ask questions so you can get to know them. You're not begging them to join you or tell them what to do before you even know what their deepest problems are. Okay, so always maintain that position of authority where you're asking the questions. All right, how to overcome objections. So there's a few causes for objections, and actually if you can avoid the objections altogether by avoiding these causes, that's great, but typically they're not qualified and they're looking for an excuse to get something for free or cheap, or you did not open up their pain spots enough that it hurts to them to the point of taking action. So the cost of fixing the problem. There are a few different types of pain, and it's usually one of these three that you have to uncover for them to move forward. Past pains are things they missed out on. Present pains are things they are currently missing out on. And future pains are things they will miss out on in the future if they don't take action. So turning a no into a yes, the key point, you need to dig deep down into their pains and make this as real as humanly possible. So establishing your authority. You are the doctor and you have to establish yourself as the expert, not them. So you're the one doing the evaluation. You're the one pinpointing the problems. You're the one giving recommendations. It's not the other way around. So their job is to fix their problems, right? That's their job. Fix their problems that are in front of them. And right from the get-go, you have to be there where you are the doctor who has the solution and they're walking into the doctor's office. Avoid being the bully. You do not want to force your clients into making a decision. Forcing them, it's basically just a lot of cancellations coming your way. Okay, you're going to have a lot of refund requests. You're going to have just a nightmare situation. You're going to have bad reviews, all that stuff. Objection isolation. So reiterate back to them their fears and beliefs and explain why it's hurting them. This is just empathy 101. Show them how to overcome those stumbling blocks and get the outcome they desire. And then the right path. So show them how to achieve the outcome by implementing what others did in the same circumstance. Give them insight and show them what to do to get their desired outcome and get out of their current problems.